Hello and welcome back to Loudmouse, the only podcast where it takes six clap syncs to get it right. I'm Quite, your host, and joined by, as always, by FPS Diesel.
Hi.
And Wild Spartans, aka Brandon.
Hi, FPS Sick Boy.
I know, I'm sick as fuck. Just literally.
You know what else? Sick. Have you guys ever like been scared of something? Specifically ghosts.
This is like the most cliche, like stupid way to bring up ghosts, just saying.
Okay, we're talking about ghost stories. You guys have ghost stories there. Are you happy?
Scared of something?
Okay, we're talking about ghost stories. Do you have ghost stories? That's my question.
I have no ghost stories. I know of a ghost story.
Is it a good one?
I don't have one personally. It's an interesting one. It was an article and it was really weird. I don't know if it was fake or not, but basically, Diesel, one of you might know this. It was like a fucking so basically there was this woman that was in a hotel, right? And then one night she just disappeared. No one knew where the hell she went. But then they found her body inside the water reservoir because basically people were using the sink and there's just fucking red goop, right? and they found her body in the fucking water reservoir. But the thing is there was no way to get in that water reservoir. It was sealed off completely. Like, there was no way a human body could get in it. But somehow, her body was there. I don't know if this was fake or not.
This sounds hella fake.
I don't even believe it if it was real. I wouldn't either. But, like, this is something I read. I mean, like, it's just that with ghost stories, it's really interesting because it's like, we have no, like, real proof of them existing at all. And then all the proof we get is it's like,
anecdotal.
Look at this. Yeah, it's just basically bullshit, because it's like, no one's ever gotten a fucking ghost on film, and then Ghostbusters, like the Ghostbusters on TV, are all fucking, like, just chasing the wind.
Actually, we do have proof, because dogs and cats, they get scared of them. They're very...
But, like, that could be something else.
Nah, bro, it's ghosts, bro. It's ghosts.
It could be, like, something that...
Nah, it's ghosts. Diesel, you got any stories?
So, being Puerto Rican, like, you hear stuff from your family, but, like, I never believed it, right? And, I'm trying to remember the name of it. So, like, I don't have stories myself. I'm pretty much, like, a super skeptic. You know, I think,
yeah.
I think the occult shit's really stupid, like a Ouija board. I think that's stupid as fuck.
We should go to, like, a super haunted fucking house. Like, it's just somewhere. I think there's one in Colorado.
I mean, like, just a haunted house isn't scary. Like, it's not, like actual
go
spooks.
To, like, an abandoned,
no,
I mean, like a place
that's, like, notoriously haunted.
Let's go to an abandoned morgue.
That sounds I've wanted to do that, just to, like,
just go fucking, that, like let's go urbexing or some shit at some point.
I'd love to do that. That'd be really fun.
Yeah, like, that genuine, like, I've always genuinely been interested in that. Like, I watched The Proper People a lot, or I did less now, but
love it. Hey, let's go. Let's book it right now.
We'll tour through the abandoned fucking warehouse.
I actually, like, my family has stories, and I forget the name of it, but, I mean, just for, like, just ease of explanation, basically, I had ancestors in a family who practiced this mix of Catholicism and, like, Wiccan, from, like, so the pagan religion that came from native Puerto Rico mixed with the conquistadors that showed up and instituted all, like, you know, Christianity, and there would be, like, these closets that, like, some of my older cousins and, like, seniors in my family have, where you go into the closet, and it's full of, like, statues, and they're all of saints, right, but it's very, kind of, like, it's just creepy, it's a little off, right, and you're not allowed to touch them, you have to leave offering for them, you gotta light their candles, and my mom always tells me the story, swears by it. She says she touched one time, right? She went out, and she was just, like, minding her own business. And then, like, she wasn't... Nothing was on, like, their glass coffee table or anything happened. Like, it was just an empty glass coffee table, nothing on it. And the table just shattered. Like, it didn't just, like, break. It just, like, shattered into pieces. And she swears that was because she touched it. I think it was... I forget who... Where she was, but the person who owned all of that was, like... What the fuck? Did you touch that? But, like, I've never experienced anything myself. That's just what I've heard. I forget the name of it. It's really pissing me off that I can't remember the name. If I ever remember, I'll say it on the next episode of the cast. The whole next episode. You gotta wait for
the JoJo.
You guys wanna know what the name is? You gotta tune in the next episode.
The JoJo to be continued meme right here.
Yeah, it was actually the work of an enemy stand.
Listen, I haven't gotten that far into JoJo. I only finished season
really?
One.
Really? Oh my god. So you're not
going to
get
it. Dude, I just haven't. I'm sorry.
JoJo
I haven't,
at all.
I haven't fucking, like, I just, like, haven't gotten around to it.
It is so much better when the stands, like, show up. It is so
I'm
much
planning
better.
On binging it at some point, I think.
Please. There's a stand where its power is that if you touch the outlet, stuff will get attracted to you. It's like a wall outlet. And it can
aren't
be
they,
anywhere.
Like, aren't they all named after, like, bands?
Most of them are named after bands. I think most all of them are named
is
after JoJo
bands. Is JoJo on Netflix?
No, it's on
nah,
Crunchyroll.
It's on Crunchyroll.
Is there, where's, like, the uncensored version? Like, is the uncensored version on Crunchyroll?
On, like, weird third-party anime sites. It's on yeah. there.
Right? Really?
Oh, why? Yeah. I guess I'm watching it through Rabbit, then.
Yeah, it's real, like, the fucking, like, censorship. So, fuck, what's the name of the band? Oh, my God. It was Red Hot Chili Peppers. They just call it Chili Pepper instead. Which is stupid, because you still know what the band is. And then,
Wait, so they just call it Chili... They don't call it Red Hot Chili Pepper. They call it Chili Pepper.
Yeah, and then there's one called Bad Company. But they call it, like, Worst Company.
Why?
Because they can't use Bad Company, because it's, like, the name of a song.
I remember...
okay.
I was talking about this with Hyojin, but what do you think, like, a stan whose name is Brockhampton, what do you think their power would be?
What are we talking about here when we say stans? Are we talking about, like
not
fan
like stan,
stans?
Not stan account, not stan accounts. They're like,
okay, I don't know what you're talking
Diesel,
about.
Diesel, you're Diesel, like, without spoilers, you're more educated, you're more, like, equipped to explain this, so.
Okay, so, like, stans can be named after bands or, like, the names of songs from bands, so their powers could really be anything. Like, literally, if you can come up with it, it's probably a stan. Like, there's some really, really weird specific stands. Like, this isn't a spoiler because it's so, like, out of place.
So you just name a superpower after, like, a band?
But there's a stand called Superfly, and it is just a telephone pole. It's just a power line. I won't say what its powers
but
are, like, but the stand is literally
so,
a power
line. But, like, what
line.
Is
so
what
you,
is a
so
stand?
Just...
Like, what is a stand?
Like, a stand is a... So it embodies a person's personality. So it's like a ghost that has superpowers that represents
oh,
you as
so
a person.
Oh, so it's like an object, and then you just, you get, and then when you name it, you give it superpowers.
No, it could be like, it could be like a ghost that pops out of your back. It could be anything.
Okay, wait. What if I made a cheeseburger, right, and gave it powers of Joey's World Tour? Would it go around eating people for revenge?
No. That's not how it works.
That doesn't stand.
Joey's World Tour could have a stand, right? But that stand doesn't necessarily have to be a cheeseburger.
But why can't it be a cheeseburger?
I mean, it could be a cheeseburger. Like, it could be
Can I give a cheeseburger the power of Joey's World Tour?
Powers aren't bestowed to objects. People. Powers aren't bestowed to objects, all right? People get bestowed powers. People get bestowed stands. An object cannot
which
have a stand.
Which are objects with powers?
But animals can have stands.
I'm so confused. Because you made it... Okay, so you said earlier an outlet.
Brandon, if, how about
no,
we just
no, no,
watch
no, no,
JoJo?
No. The stand is like... It's someone's ghost. It's like the ghost, right? But the ghost manifests its physical form
so
as a power
if Joey's
outlet.
World Tour died and had a heart attack...
You don't get stands when you die.
I'm so confused!
Okay, Brandon, how about this? How about we just watch JoJo instead?
No, I want this explained to me.
The stan is, like, given to a person, from what I understand, right? Not given to a person, but, like, a person has a stan, right?
It can be given to a person.
Okay, it can.
But yes.
And a person has a stan that has
yes.
powers. The
yes.
stan has the powers.
The stan
but
has the powers.
What is the stan?
The stan
it's
is,
just the thing that has the powers.
It's the thing that has the powers.
But it is it an look, object? Is it a person?
It's,
is it a
it's
thing?
Just a thing. It's just it it's
can,
a stan.
It can be a... It can look like a ghost person behind you. Or it could be an object. Either
so
or.
So I can. So in theory, I can have a. So wait, Joey's World Tour can have a cheeseburger that eats people.
Yes.
Okay.
But,
that's all I
but it
know.
Doesn't mean he will. You know,
I'm
that
getting
might not...
Joey's World Tour a fucking cheeseburger that eats people. All right, he's the love of my life.
Okay, I guess.
Why? I established this since 2 days ago.
You've been yeah, like you've been really on this as of recently. Like you fucking like did it in the fucking video. Like that, the Smash video, and now you're like just bringing it into the podcast.
I think it's so fucking funny.
This is the best ghost
just
story.
Like, he's just so like, him. He's just so disgusting. Like, if you look up Joey's World Tour, all the pictures are just him, like, either sucking on a Coke bottle and, like, Coke's just all over his fucking face. Or, like, he's stuffing himself with Nutella. Or he's literally just puking. Like, the dude's so fucking disgusting. And it's hilarious.
Okay, speaking of food reviewers, I'm kind of, like, on an off note. Who do you think would win in a fight? The Needle Drop or, like, the Report of the Week? Because they've been beefing over Twitter over who could take who.
The Report of the Week, obviously.
Are you serious?
No, he's not serious, but like, which do you guys think would win? Like, fucking, like, I was watching his Let's Argue video where someone said that the report of the week could take Anthony Fantano any day, and Fantano was just like pulling up the sleeves of his jacket, which have flame imprints on like the side. He's like, "You're gonna get flame, buddy." And I didn't know what was happening. I felt like it was an alternate dimension.
Report of the Week would have no chance.
I know. Anthony Fantano would kick his ass.
What if Report of the Week has like some secret martial arts who do hickory that we don't know about?
I mean, if he's a black,
he has a stand.
He has a stand. It's Joey's World Tour's cheeseburger.
You know, I just realized stands do kind of tie into the whole ghost stories thing because they can look like a ghost behind you.
Yes.
We're smart.
Well, isn't that what they were brought up?
There's some stands that. There's a stand that looks like feet. Like, it's just feet.
Yo, that's fucking Daquan Stan right there. Are you kidding me?
Who's Daquan?
He's the fucking Twitch streamer. Myth? Is he a myth? Or is he
Daquan. Yeah. I know who that is.
Oh, yeah, it's TSM. Yeah, he's TSM Daquan, and, like, he has, like, toe emotes, and, like, he has a fucking video, and it's titled Gimme Them Toes. He's kind of weird.
Hey, as long as he's having really fun, weird. I guess it's okay.
Gimme Them Toes.
I think it's okay, Brandon. I think it's okay.
Okay, so you could have like a stand that's just a foot.
Well, it's like a set of like, so you know the Dr. Scholl's inserts.
Yes,
right. It's like a set of 10 Dr. Scholl's inserts.
That's the one that looks like feet.
That, yeah, and that
is it like different sized, like, ones that form a shoe or what? Like, you know, no, actually, I'll find out myself.
It'll turn into a bigger. Ghost.
A bigger ghost.
It can run really fast. That's its ability, and it sucks the energy really from fast. People.
Is that Sonic stand or some shit? Wait, no, animals can't have stands.
Okay, yeah, that's
I gotta watch. I gotta watch JoJo now. I want to watch JoJo a lot more now.
This is like super confusing. It doesn't make any sense. Like
JoJo's like not JoJo's like it's literally in the name. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It's fucking weird.
Could you have a sword that shoots lasers?
I mean, technically, but that's a really lazy stand.
Yeah, that sounds really lame compared to all the other shit.
No, that sounds amazing.
That's incredibly benign compared to everything else in the series.
You get in a fight with someone, right? And they just be like, aha, he has a sword. He can't do anything. You just fucking shoot a laser at him and kill him.
But see, that JoJo is the most influential anime, like, ever, hands down.
Like, I think it has, like, a massive box office. One second.
Like, JoJo's is such a huge thing in Japan. And, like, people who love anime love JoJo's, right? But in Japan, it's even crazier. And I can imagine.
So, according to this website, Box Office Mojo, it's made JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Chapter 1. Wait, is that is that the season or is that the episode?
It might be the manga. The manga's been around since the 70s.
It says it's made 2 million.
Yeah, the fucking...
just in Japan.
The manga came out in, like, the 80s, didn't it?
Oh, maybe
around the 70s or 80s is when Fist of the North Star was really popular. So
it's been around for a long ass time. Is the point?
Yeah. But you'd watch like other anime, and they make like JoJo's references, like there's JoJo references in Naruto, and like all these like slice of life shows where all these like girls run clubs, and
then they make JoJo's references. That's why it's a meme to say, "Is that a JoJo reference?"
Yeah, is that a JoJo reference? Because there's a lot of JoJo references. They're called JoJokes.
Jokes.
Oh my god, that's cringy.
Whenever somebody says JoJo and then they show the picture of Mojo JoJo, it's a funny meme. Hey, bro.
I'm trying to find how much they've made because it was. I think I saw something on Twitter about it. I don't know if it was serious or not. So keep talking about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
I mean, like, I don't know. You need to watch it if you haven't.
Like, I really want to get around to it. Like, Hyojin, like, forced me to watch it.
I'm not that into
like,
anime.
I don't think it's the anime to get into anime. Like, if I'm going to recommend people to watch anime, I'm going to say watch Cowboy Bebop, watch like Ghost in the Shell.
Cowboy Bebop.
It sounds really stupid, but it's actually like an amazing show. It's a
shitty fucking cartoon from 1980s in America.
It's amazing. It's one of the best animes of all time.
I remember I watched the first season with Kyojin Matthew and the rest at VidCon. And I've just been meaning to watch it since, but I just haven't for some reason.
Battle Tendency is a lot better. I think Phantom Blood, the first season with Jonathan Joestar, is the most boring.
I've heard he's the worst JoJo.
I mean, he's a good boy. He's a good boy. I like Joestar.
Literally all he is. I've heard from watching it, that he's literally just good. That nothing else. There's no other traits about
him. He's really simple in comparison to the rest of the JoJo's.
And I guess that works for what the first season.
Do the JoJo's get switched out?
Each season is a different JoJo.
Yeah, they're all part of the Joestar lineage, so they're all related to one another. But they're a different Joestar in the Joestar family.
Yeah.
So a different person.
Okay. That's really simple.
Well, the first
Very really not. Simple.
The first season's JoJo, he's good, but just good.
Very simple.
Yeah, first
Very
one's right.
simple anime.
Battle Tendency
anime
is a lot
simple.
More fun. Yeah, sure it is.
Oh, I just realized Monster Hunter comes out August 9th.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah, I need to pick that up.
4 days. And the day before that is the Smash fucking
There's so Smash much shit direct. Coming out in the next 4 months, dude.
Waluigi's in Smash, I'm calling it.
Wow.
He's not in Smash.
They're keeping it. He's asleep.
There's a Nintendo Direct on the 8th, Smash, so we can see if they added him back in.
Yeah, maybe he'll be DLC after they realize how big of a mistake they made.
The Waluigi pack that adds alternate Waluigi skins to every single character.
But they're all Echo Fighters of every single character, just Waluigi themed.
There you go.
Also, fantastic. I played, Henry and I played Black Ops 4 on the PS4. It's actually pretty fun, I'm not going to lie. I've been actually craving to play it, which is pretty unusual for a COD game. So that's good, especially since it's on controller too. And I've been craving to play it. That's impressive. Only complaint, really, is the fact that it's 30 FPS and it's on a fucking controller, and I can't stand 30 FPS. It genuinely makes my eyes hurt.
Well, I just ran out of Plus, so I can't really play it right now. I don't feel spending more money on Plus.
Yeah, I mean, you need a key anyways. It's not open. I got a key through Xfinity.
Pretty sure it's open now.
No, it's not open yet. It's open next week this weekend. Okay. So, on the 11th is the open beta for all platforms. And then the 10th is pre-order open beta. That's
Maybe I'll make a new account just to get, a trial and play for 2 days and see how I like it.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I could just do it on a computer, model. What the fuck am I talking about?
Yeah, you just wait for a PC version. And then apparently the PC version is actually going to be good, because that's what fucking Treyarch's been hyping about.
They did
I
it
shall
through,
believe it
like,
when I
it's,
see it.
They're going to launch it through the fucking Battle.net launcher, because Blizzard's had a hand in it. So hopefully their Overwatch expertise will carry over.
If it's optimized like Destiny 2 and plays similar to Destiny 2, then it's going to be a good first-person shooter, because Destiny had pretty good combat, and it was really smooth. It was optimized well. So it's just that the lack of content got annoying.
There's nothing to do in Destiny 2. You just do the same shit forever.
I mean, I got a lot of fucking hours in that game.
I have a lot of hours in that too. Probably not as much as you, but I have a lot.
I have 100 and something in that game.
Yeah, I didn't do any of the raids.
And then I just got bored of it, so I just stopped fucking playing. And then we went to Fortnite, and I do not know how many hours I have in Fortnite, because Epic Games does not tell you how much you've played in Fortnite.
I think that
which
would
is
be terrifying.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I really want to know how much I have, but it's probably a good idea they aren't telling me that, because I'll probably end up just wanting to die. So.
Yeah, they don't tell you, so you just keep playing because you're not really thinking about how many hours you have.
I like knowing how much time I've sunk into a game, though, because it makes me realize how much money I've spent versus how much
exactly.
How
they don't want you to know that. They don't.
I know, TF2, for example, I've spent probably $15 maybe on crates when I was younger, and I've gotten 980 hours out of that game. So I played
it
a little
bit
last night.
I don't know how you do that for 980 hours.
I don't know. I like TF2. I went back and played it last night. I was like, damn, I actually really like this game. Still.
I can
it's
never
a fun
get
game.
Into it. I can never get into it.
I don't know. It's a really interesting dynamic, because it's each class is really different, and I like that. And it's a good game. I like that game. So, you know how we got to this point? We were talking about ghosts.
Well, you know it's not what? Like we have any ghost stories.
Well, we can talk about Call of Duty ghost stories.
That game
is
awful.
Ass.
it's really fucking sad because like that was like the COD game that I was like one of my better COD games that I was better at, but I still fucking hated it.
You could argue that game killed COD.
I don't think it killed COD. I think it just was bad.
I mean, COD's been on a decline ever since Modern Warfare 2, I think.
No, it was on a decline ever since Black Ops 2, I think.
Was it?
Ghost was the one that, like...
COD sales records.
COD sales graph. I think Black Ops 3 was the first time it had gone back up. COD sales chart.
Oh, Black Ops sold 5.6 million copies.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Black Ops was the best-selling COD.
Really? I mean, Black Ops is great. I fucking love Black Ops.
I fucking
Black
love
Ops
Black
is
Ops
so good.
As well. Like, shit. Black Ops 2 like, as well.
All right, let's see. Expand statistics. Okay, let's see. Yes, ever since Modern Warfare 3, it's been on a decline.
Can you send me the graph you're looking at?
I'm not taking much time to read this because I'm trying to focus on talking, so it's just not dead air. But, yeah. So, Modern Warfare 3 was actually the highest selling according to this graph. Wait, is this a...
But, I mean, like, if we look at, like, first week sales, I'm pretty sure,
if we look at what?
If we look at, like, first week sales, I'm pretty sure, like, it was still, like, on an incline as far as, like, Black Ops 2 goes.
Maybe. They just haven't sold the same amount total, which is, like, normal, to be fair, for, like, an older game. Something that's older is obviously going to sell more. But, like, I like how it just goes down as you go. It's actually a pretty significant drop, too. Jesus. Man, COD 2, man, that's not selling much at all. COD 2 2005.
Poor Call God. Of Duty 2003 just why. Can't catch a break. Call of Duty 2003 can't catch a break.
Call of Duty 2003. Fucking 0.01. Fucking awful.
One guy
bought it.
I mean, if that's units of millions, that's like 1,000 people bought it, right? I don't know how to do math, man.
I think that'd be more than 1,000.
All right,
no, 0.1 in a million. Like
Dr. Algorithm, help us out.
Would be 1,000.
I don't know, dude.
That's obviously not an exact figure, but it would be around 1,000.
Really? I feel like it'd be what?
Okay, so what is 1% of 1,000,000?
What is 1%? Isn't that 10,000?
Oh my god, we're gonna look like the biggest fucking idiots in today's episode.
I'm trying to focus on fucking speaking.
See, this is why I stopped talking.
I'm running the math.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. 1%.
It's 10,000. Yeah, it's 10,000. It's 10,000.
Okay, so I was correct. So, that's
not 1%. That's 0.01%.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So
0.01%. 0.01%.
I feel like there's not as many records for that though, in comparison.
I mean, where are they getting these sales numbers? Is the question.
They're probably the ones that Activision releases, if they do at all.
I mean,
I don't actually
like,
know like where people usually get this, but I'm pretty sure like there's a things that I mean, like, sales charts that.
Because when did the original Xbox 360 come out? Because I would have sworn it was like 2005. Because like I think the original Call of Duty was on Xbox, like the original.
No, I'm pretty sure it was on PC.
360.
I think like it was originally on PC.
Yeah, the Xbox 360 came out, and I don't know the normal. Wait, what the fuck? This is so confusing. It just says Xbox release date 2005. Okay, I guess if it was on PC, it would have been 2003. Huh.
Yeah.
When did the Xbox 360 come out?
2005. It's got its dates mixed up, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Because I could have sworn the original Xbox was out later or earlier. Yeah, I think it was 2005.
The original Xbox came out in 2001.
Damn. 2005. That like piece of junk came out that was like the white Xbox that always fucking broke.
And God, I was in love with that thing. I didn't have one, but I was in love with it.
I didn't have one either. I just went over to a friend's house to play Halo. So.
Oh, good grief.
Can we talk about actual ghosts now and the probability of them existing?
I really don't know. Like, I couldn't tell you.
Well, tell you what, guys. Let's just go summon some demons in an abandoned warehouse.
I'm down. I want to see if we can summon a fucking demon.
It has been so long, I'm ready to see something. We're going to start the apocalypse. Let's do it.
I mean, I have a ghost story of my own. One time I was just sitting in like, the corner of my box, and I looked across, and there's like some dude standing on like the shelf, and I was like, I don't even have a shelf. Why are you standing there? and he wasn't there anymore.
I don't think you're being serious.
Why would I lie?
One time I had a can at the edge of the table, then it fell over.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. Jesus.
Whoa.
It's actually scary. Like, damn. Like, how do you think that happened?
That's intense shit. That's literally like a ghost TV hunter show, though. It's just like, do you see that can? Do you see that can? Greg, did you record that?
Greg, did you fucking see that bitch? Oh my god!
It fell off, Greg!
Did you see that thing where it was like two identical twin sisters married two identical twin brothers at a identical twin event?
No. This sounds like a ghost's work, though.
A ghost's work?
Yep. Yeah, what if ghosts are like real and there's ghosts all around like the fucking world, and like when you die you just become a spirit, right? And you just walk the earth still, but in ghost form. And what if right now there's like multiple fucking ghosts sitting in our rooms watching us talk about ghosts and just sitting there like, wow, they're fucking stupid.
Could you stop? You're making me self-conscious. I'm probably like, there's probably one right in front of me, and he's like
that
laughing his ass off.
That ghost has seen your dick multiple times.
Stop it! I don't even have one to see. But now he's like, there's probably one like staring me right in the face. That's true, and he's just making faces or laughing his ass off, and I'm like,
yeah,
oh, now I'm paranoid, Brandon. God damn it!
Yeah, but like, that's unlikely. I mean, like, there's no proof.
But now I can't stop thinking about it.
I mean,
perception
like,
is reality.
So what if there is? Like, what are they gonna do? Like, make fun of you when you die? Be like, ha,
make
we
me,
laughed in
make
your face.
Me self conscious.
Remember that one time you recorded a podcast? You didn't know we existed. Ha ha. Like,
what? Loser. Ha ha.
Like, what are they gonna do? They're gonna do nothing. Diesel, what do you think about that theory? That game theory.
It's stupid.
What you think? Okay, what's your game theory then?
My game theory? I was looking at the bull sperm shit, I'll be honest.
We just want to talk about the bull sperm shit.
How do you pronounce it again? Is it taurine? I think it's taurine.
It's taurine.
Taurine, I think.
It depends who you'd ask.
No,
let's listen to Google.
It is taurine. It is taurine. Yes. So, yeah, taurine's in... Do you have a monster next to you, Diesel? You probably do.
Right? I actually don't, but I did go and buy some today, because I was like, so I haven't been taking a lot of caffeine. I think I've lowered it down to like one cup of coffee for the last 3 weeks, and it's been awful. So I'm gonna go back on caffeine again.
Well, if you look at a like a monster can, the fourth ingredient is taurine, which.
So what do you think taurine is?
Taurine used to be extract from like actual bull sperm.
I mean, back in the day, you think they're going around jacking off bulls to get taurine?
No, they're not doing that anymore, but it's just funny to say that, like, our fucking drinks have bull sperm in them.
Yeah, that's like an old wives' tale, because taurine's an amino acid, so it's in a building block of protein. So, yeah, you can get it in sperm. Of course you fucking can.
Yeah,
but
it's made in labs now. It's not actually from, you know, bull sperm anymore.
Yes. So
it's just funny.
You just thought it was funny because it's in bull sperm. I'm pretty sure it's in normal people's sperm too.
I'm pretty sure Red Bull. I can't remember because you know Henry fucking told me, but he said that like he's like, oh yeah, Red Bull's called Red Bull because bull sperm.
That's total bullshit. That's total bullshit.
I don't know about that. I see some major health concerns with taking that.
I mean it's a fucking energy drink. Like,
I'm looking it up.
But it's like I don't think it's called Red Bull because it has bull sperm in it.
I don't think so either. But it's really funny if it
does. That would be hilarious. But I just don't buy. I don't buy it at all.
Buy it. It sounds like an old wives' tale. Like definitely for sure.
I mean,
hell,
I'm just saying it'd be really funny if it did. If that's why, you know. But it's probably not. But I think it's just funny to be like, yeah, there's bull sperm in your drink. Have fun with that.
I mean, it's not like it's bad for you.
Are you guys interested in this, though? Like,
what?
I'm in an argument with one of the guys at Suit House.
Why? Why?
Not an actual one, not an actual argument, but someone, like, you remember that old fucking image of, like, me, Henry, and Anna in Niall's video?
Yes.
Like, where someone's, like, compared it to Suit House. Fucking, somebody said, can at Wilbur Suit catch a pillow as fast as quite? And then he said yes, and I told him I don't think he can, and then he told me to send proof, and then I told him it's his turn because I already caught the pillow.
Okay, this literally happened 2 minutes ago. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, no problem. Bro.
Updates
from
the box.
I'll keep you posted.
By the way, I like how you put Diesel is the expert with bull sperm.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that.
I said you were the expert because it was about monster.
Oh, on your resume. It sounds like I'm an expert in bull sperm. The way
put
it's
it on
red.
Your resume, bull sperm expert.
I mean, you are a bull sperm expert because you drink a lot of monster.
Not entirely sure that's how that works, but whatever works.
That's not how that works at all.
That is how that works.
Asshole.
What? You're the bull sperm expert. What's wrong?
You're the Joey's World Tour expert.
Oh, damn straight!
That's not something to be proud of.
No, it is something to be proud of, because the dude's fucking hilarious.
I'm big!
He's so fucking awful. That's why it's amazing.
You see, like, you have like a personal vendetta with him, but you also like have your entire account and tribe.
Look at this
him.
Man. Tell me he is not gorgeous.
Your entire account, like your Discord account, is basically a Joey's World Tour stan account.
I know. At this point, yeah.
That's so disgusting.
Fucking,
that's disgusting.
He's so fucking nasty.
That's
dude.
How much does he weigh?
Oh, easy, like 300.
At least 6 pounds. At least 6 pounds.
More than 6. Ah, Brandon, that picture is fucking disgusting.
What is that?
You want to describe the picture to the people watching?
Okay, so it's Joey's World Tour mid-vomit.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh my god,
that picture is worse.
I'm switching Discord tabs. I'm not looking at this.
It's like Joey's World Tour just ate someone's ass and they didn't clean it for 40 years.
That's Nutella.
My eyeballs. That image is forever seared into my memory.
Yeah, I'll send more family-friendly Joey World Tour pictures in the chat so you can come back to the thing.
Dude, he is way more than, like, 300 pounds. He's
I said 380 to 400 something. Like,
I think he's pushing
though.
500, man.
Yeah, honestly, probably something around there.
Yeah,
okay,
how tall is he?
I don't know.
Let's find out how tall Joey's World Tour height.
Quite, you can come back. Yeah, but like in the Loudmouth Discord server, what I'll do is I'll just go in the chat and I'll be like, "Dear Joey, I love the way you smile," and it's like some disgusting fucking picture. I try to use like the less disgusting ones because it's like I don't want to like make it not safe for work disgusting, but yeah, dude, the dude's fucking nasty. I think it's just so funny that he like exists to begin with because he's so disgusting. Like his fucking. It's so nasty. Like, look up his name and just look at all the disgusting shit you see. It's all that it is.
His weight isn't listed anywhere.
Do you really think he's going to tell people how fat he is?
I mean, probably not. I don't think most people are very happy to talk about their weight, especially if they're overweight.
Yeah, especially if, like, their entire channel is about, like, you know, just eating fucking food. And you've clearly, like,
he's
clearly
not even,
not
like, reviewing it. He's just consuming it.
No, he reviews it, but, like, he doesn't... It's not Report of the Week reviewing. He's just kind of just, like...
Oh,
so
damn,
guys,
this tastes good.
Pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Like, yeah, you have this signature Little Caesars taste, but, it's, you know, it could be better, you know?
So you're telling me Report of the Week actually reviews the food? Because I've never watched him.
Yeah, he's actually pretty good at it. Yeah, but, like, Joey's World... I watched the Joey's World Tour video, and I was just, like, in awe that, like, this dude has subs. Because, like, it's so fucking awful. It's so shit.
I've been following
like
people
looks like
on
a,
pizza.
Like a cover for, like, an album.
Freddy's Food Review left a comment saying, "Daddy," on Joey's World Tour's video.
That, like, that the thumbnail for that video looks like a fucking cover for a mixtape on DatPiff.
It kind of does, yeah. But I want to go back to like Joey's he's World disgusting. Tour's oldest shit. I want to see how like I want to see if he's visibly gained weight from the start of his channel to like now. Which it's probably a yes, but it just I'm curious. Let's see, date oldest and
the sausages on this Little
years.
Caesars pizza look like fucking Little Vienna sausages. It's disgusting, disgusting.
Okay then. Okay.
It's
then.
So gross. I'm offended. That's how bad it is.
Okay, actually, Diesel, I think he lost weight from 5 years ago.
You think he lost weight? Really?
I mean, yeah, his intro taste is like Call of Duty intro, but like, look at that. I actually think he lost weight. What the fuck? Either that or just
oh my god, that fucking intro.
Okay, if for listeners, right? The intro is like one of those Call of Duty 2012 intros with like the laser bullshit and like the 3D text. Like, you'll know what I'm talking about if you've ever seen it before. But yeah, I think he gained weight. Do you agree? Or do you? I think he lost weight.
Dude, I can't fucking tell.
I can't tell either, but like, the thumbnail is really funny for that video.
It's not like
my favorite. But Joey's World Tour is my favorite food reviewer.
Good grief. I won this round against Wilbur, by the way.
Frank's he said, updating us.
I told him to send proof. He told me to send proof, so I told him to send proof first. And he couldn't give me any. You know why? Because he said he didn't have any friends to throw pillows at him. Otherwise, he said I could bet on him catching them with cat-like reflexes. I win! I fucking win! Win!
So who threw the pillow to you?
Hyojin.
But Hyojin.
She was trying to hit Niall in the face, and they intercepted.
But what? What? I'm confused.
Do you remember the Despacito memes video?
Don't send
that,
that fucking GIF, Diesel. I've seen that fucking GIF.
Do you remember the Despacito?
Okay, for people listening,
they're
the
all
GIF
listening.
Is, yeah, to people listening and watching, it's Joey's World Tour deep throwing a sausage because he's bad as fuck.
Oh god.
Yeah, he's like, he's an Good interesting Christ. Man. He's Good a very Christ. Interesting man. But, I like how you deleted it.
But what were you confused about in the last, in like, the thing?
When did you catch this pillow?
Okay, so you remember the Despacito memes video on Niall's channel, the one I edited?
Yes.
Okay, so while we were recording, Hyojin was like either like screaming in the background, giving commentary, and also throwing things. I caught them most of the time, and that was in the video.
Oh, okay. I was really
confused. And that
video
got compared to like Suit House, so like fucking Suit House.
I was really fucking confused because I was like, are you trying to say that Hyojin threw a pillow from Australia and then you intercepted it on its way to Niall? That's
no.
Like, I thought you were pulling like something like that. I was really fucking confused.
No, it was in the Airbnb. I physically caught a pillow.
Okay. I thought you were saying like a fucking theoretical pillow and I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, whatever. Whatever, quiet.
Loudmouse 27, the Phantom Pillow.
Okay, actually, this is another topic that I want to talk about. Can we talk about the T-Series passing PewDiePie? Because I don't know who the fuck this is.
Yes. Okay, so PewDiePie, it's not a person. It's a fucking Indian media company. So
what?
The thing, if you go to T-Series' Social Blade, fucking, you'll see they're getting like 100,000 subs a fucking
day. They're
getting
billions of views a month. What the fuck?
Okay, so the thing is, they literally, like, they're an India-based fucking thing. Right? So they release a shit ton of Indian media, like movies, fucking songs and shit, like 5 times a day, and like it goes viral so fucking often. Like, at least in India it does.
What and, the fuck?
Like, if you look through their videos, it's just so much shit. So much
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I'm looking now. Yeah, they're gonna fucking pass PewDiePie at this rate. They're gonna easily fucking pass him. What
the thing
hell?
Is though, like, I don't think it counts if they do, because they're basically cheating, like, let's be fair.
Well,
how?
I mean,
like,
yeah, they're gonna pass them.
They're not a YouTuber. They're a media
no,
conglomerate.
They're a company. It doesn't really count because it's like, it's not really a YouTuber.
It's like the auto generated YouTube movies channel passing PewDiePie. That didn't count either.
Yeah,
like,
but like
PewDiePie's
that's,
still the
that's
face
still
of YouTube.
Fucking insane.
But like, who is this channel for that they're getting this many subscribers? Is like
People
everybody
in India?
India,
India is a massive fucking country.
Like, the entire country of India has subscribed to this channel.
More people in India have like fucking access to internet than they do fucking toilets or something.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen that old video that's like a PSA from India about why you need to poop in a toilet and not on the fucking street?
That's a there's a PSA of that.
Yeah, I think it's called Poo in the Loo.
Apparently they have like a huge since there's not like really clean toilets around, they have a huge issue with people just taking a shit on the street.
Okay, yeah, they need to get their priorities in order. Like,
well, I mean, there's a lot of people. It's a lot of fucking stuff to manage, especially for like a country in the state they're in.
Poo to the Loo. I mean, yeah, but like, Hey guys, we passed PewDiePie on our channel. It's like, hey, but you still take shits in the streets.
The tier series isn't the Indian government.
I know it's not, but it's funny.
They're gonna have the entire population of India subscribed.
The poop issue in India is because they're like a developing country and they're building infrastructure for plumbing. So a lot of people that live below the poverty line in India end up not having toilets. But internet's more readily available to people in India than toilets, which I find really interesting. I think that's a very interesting like fact about India, that more people can access the internet than use like a clean toilet.
Yeah, that's fucking insane. Like,
if you think about it, like, would internet be like easier to like set up like wiring for than like fucking plumbing? Like,
yeah, no, because it's like. Because, like, when they say internet, they probably mean, like, you know, Wi-Fi towers and, like, cell towers and shit like that. So, it's, like, it's pretty easy to, like, give more people internet because it's, like, you can just set up cell towers and then they can use their phones, right? But it's interesting to think that people can, like... It's interesting to think they have more access to, like, phones and laptops over, like, a toilet.
Yeah,
that's the interesting thing. Because it's, like, Wi-Fi is pretty easy to distribute once you get cell towers up. Like, even if it's slow, you can still distribute it. But it's, like... I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's
it's
really
like,
fucking interesting.
Here, like in first world countries, it's like the plumbing and all the infrastructure, like that existed before the internet was even a thing. So, like, all the hard part, like, kind of the hard part, quote unquote, was already done before. So, mm-hmm. You could just do the fucking Wi-Fi and shit after without having to develop them both at the same time. Whereas a place in India where, like, they have, like, a similar starting point, I guess, like, they're starting around closer to each other than they did over here. There's fucking, like, one just goes along a lot faster.
Okay, I have a question. Is India like an actual? Is it a country? Is it a continent?
It's a subcontinent, I think.
India is a country. There is a country of India.
So there's like states and provinces then, or is there?
I don't know if India has states. There might be like provinces. I'm not really sure of their governmental system.
I'm not comfortable talking about India because I feel like I'm not informed enough on it.
I'm not informed enough either. I'm
I mean,
curious.
Like the thing about like poop, like I knew because like I don't even remember how that came up in conversation where it's something that I looked up. But I just remember the Poodoodaloo video like crossing my desk, and I was like, "Oh man, they got a real problem with pooping in the street over there." And then like you watch old school Vice before they decided to all like sit around and jerk each other off. They'd go to like India and go to places there and
just film shit on the street.
Like. Yeah.
Just get some very nice landscape stock B-roll footage of poop.
The music video would definitely suggest that I'm just walking down the street and there's just shit everywhere.
Yeah,
but apparently that's actually how bad it is.
It would also suggest to you that poop chases you when you walk down the street.
I think that's an artistic liberty. But, you know.
Nah, I think it's accurate.
Just you walk down the street, a giant walking piece of shit just starts chasing after you. God, that's fucking scary to think about. That's fucking nasty, though.
I mean, what are you going to do? You don't have a toilet in your house.
Yeah. I guess, it makes sense, but it's just like walking down the street, just like, hey, there's a piece of shit.
Looking at the T-Series channel, why are all like the like videos in English?
I don't think they are.
But like all the titles and shit are.
All the titles are in English.
Really?
Full audio song, full song, like all the words that aren't like specific to India, like
I'm assuming that like I have no idea actually. I was gonna say I'm assuming most people speak English.
Their most viewed video is Despacito 2, by the way. So
oh my god, I gotta look at this now.
It has 500 million views. But it's just this music video.
God.
Oh, this is Despacito. Despacito.
But I don't know how this has so many views. Like, is everybody... like, because this isn't for an American audience. This isn't for a Western audience.
Well, India has over 1 billion people.
Like, the audience there is just massive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a fucking untapped market there for YouTube, I guess.
Yeah, because it's like...
At least for this kind of stuff, like the professional media, whatever.
Yeah, they're like Bollywood's crazy.
Imagine how big... Jimmy Fallon and shit would be if there was over 1 billion people in the US. That's over double than what we currently have.
Imagine how many subs all the Vivo channels would have if it was just one channel.
That's pretty much what this is. It's just one big Vivo channel.
And now add movies into that and other media. At least that's what it seems like from just
all
like
the Vivo channels would have. They'd have hundreds of millions at that point. Yeah. They wouldn't. They'd be well past fucking PewDiePie. Because like, doesn't Ariana Grande have like 20 million herself or something like that? I could
something
be like
ridiculous.
Let me say Ariana Grande. Let's see.
Kendrick on his own has 6 million.
Yeah, Ariana Grande has 25 mil.
Weeknd so has like, 11 million. Taylor Swift has 28 million.
Yeah, they'd have well over 100 million if they're just all combined. So,
how many does Drake have?
Drake, that's an interesting one.
Drake has 10 million subscribers on his Vivo, and he has 15 million on his own channel.
Hmm.
He just posts music to his channel.
That's a lot.
Yep, that's like 25 million subs altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Drake's got... It's almost like Drake is famous or something. Weird.
Yeah, almost like...
Very strange.
Almost like Drake Drop Ninja. Oof.
Oof.
Oh,
I still think it's so fucking funny that Ninja would even like remotely say that on his stream. Like, you know, man, he used me, man. He used me for my fame, man. Like,
is Drake gonna buy my next line of Ninja merch?
Nah, probably not, man. I think Drake used me, man. Mm-hmm. Drake used me, man. That was so fucking stupid.
You know that meme where it was
I like Ninja, but that was so stupid.
I don't mind Ninja, but like the more time that goes by, the less I like him. Because, like, he keeps doing dumb shit like that.
Well, that's what happens when you stream all the time. You can't help it.
Yeah, like, you... Like, but I'm sure, like, we'd probably do stuff equally as stupid, just not on fucking camera.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's just, like... It's, like... That's such a, like, a... I get, like, common things, but it's just, like, that's, like, a... That's something he thought about. Like, he's, like, yeah... Drake totally used me, man. He totally used
then
me
at the very, but at the very end, wasn't he like? Didn't he say like I could be completely wrong and like because he might have realized
he totally fucking said that to cover his ass. No way he said that like out of sincerity because it's like he was ranting about it for like I'd say a solid 2 minutes of him just saying like, hey, probably just use me, man. You know, Fortnite was in the rise. He saw me growing. He probably just wanted to use me for that. And
Brandon,
then like,
and
then
the thing
after
is
that
though,
he was
the thing
like,
is though,
oh,
it's
could
like,
be wrong.
When you're in the heat of the moment of something, like, you say, like, a lot of shit without critically thinking about it, even if you mean it at the time, later on, if you think about it, you're like, damn, that
yeah,
was really
he,
stupid.
Yeah, but he must
that.
Have thought about that before, like, he said it on stream.
Yeah, but he, like he probably, it was probably a more tempered reaction. He was just, like, saying a bunch of shit that, like, he would didn't, like, mean in full.
I don't know.
We've all done that. Like,
for sure. I agree. But it's, like, it's just, I don't know, it's just interesting that he'd, like, say it on stream and just, like,
yeah, no, like that was a big slip up by any standard, in my opinion.
He talks about like fucking watching his mouth on stream and shit, not cursing and stuff, and then he just goes like, "Yeah, Drake probably used me, man." I don't know. It's like I get it. He said on the stream, he probably regrets saying it, but like, for what reason does he regret it? Does he regret it because he thinks he's wrong, or does he regret it because he lost a connection to Drake? Because I don't think he thinks he's wrong. So. I don't know why you'd regret it then.
I don't think you should regret it. I mean, if they were, like, actual friends and it was, like, a fallout, I mean, stuff like that happens. It's okay to be upset about it, I don't think. Like, I just don't think you should air your dirty laundry, but, I mean, that goes for everybody, like, that's a creator online. You, like, you keep your personal shit with other creators or, like, celebrities private just because it's easier that way than having paparazzi or some other, like, stupid fuck journalists involved, like, trying to ask you questions about something that really shouldn't be, like, a public affair.
Yeah, it's like, try to keep personal matters just personal, like, private or whatever.
Also, yeah. The thing with Drake and Ninja reminds me of the meme that says, friendship ended with Mudassir. You know those memes where the two Indian guys are, like, handshaking and the other guy's,
yeah,
like, cross out? Yeah.
I fucking love
that. That's what it reminds me of.
Friendship ended with Drake, and now Travis Scott is my new best friend.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think of.
It was so funny. Like I forgot like who said it, but someone said that it was just really funny to watch Ninja bumping along to like the Drake feature on the Travis Scott album.
Oof.
You know what's okay? Did you see that picture? Was he with Travis Scott in that picture?
Yeah, the one like the one at Lollapalooza.
I think, one second, let me see. I'm pretty sure it was. I just need to confirm. Yeah, like the picture where he's like, okay, this is like a YouTube thumbnail, but it's this picture. The one on the right, you know, the arrow tells you what I'm talking about, but
yeah, that's real. That's real.
Okay, I know it's real, but someone pointed out, it was Henry, actually, I think it was Hoover. He looks like soda popping in that picture. Like, he straight up looks like soda popping with the paint.
I need to pull up a side by side.
And like he also looks like he could be a SoundCloud rapper right there, which is also funny. Oh, we hit 30K in loudmouth.
Oh my god, he does! Damn. Hey, thanks for 30K, guys.
That's not a genuine.
He does look like he does look. It was fuck you. He does look like Soda Poppin. Jesus Christ. Like, yeah, he has like the same does. Facial hair too.
I thought that was funny.
That's so funny.
Travis Scott and Soda Poppin meet up. Literally. That's it. Yeah, but I don't know. I like to think with the Drake thing that like, he said it and then his wife texted him, like, don't say that on stream. And then like afterward it's like, yeah, but who knows, guys?
Who do you think is like a who is the most like famous person that you think is a closet Fortnite player, do you think?
I don't know. I'm sure like
Fortnite's Trump.
Such a No, Trump's too old to play anything. Are you kidding me?
Dude, Mark Cuban's played it apparently, so wouldn't be surprised.
Like the worst thing, like, or not the worst, but like the only thing I can see Trump playing is a Sims. That's it.
And, like, the Sims.
Yeah. And he just have like a little Kim Jong Un.
The Sims plays Sim City America.
But I don't know, dude. Like, maybe Michael McCrudden. Michael McCrudden's the most famous person that plays Fortnite.
That's
closeted
sad.
About it.
What if Morgan Freeman plays Fortnite?
That would be. What if Samuel L. Jackson plays Fortnite? I'd like fucking man. That just makes me like want like open VoIP more. Like you know how in PUBG you have like local area VoIP, whatever.
Yeah, I really wish I could. Just I love yell at people shit. In I Fortnite love that for shit. Killing me. Like I would be like, hey, asshole, would die.
I remember when we would play PUBG. Brandon would be like, oh, I'm a YouTuber. Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
Remember that one time you ended up on the PUBG highlights channel?
Yeah, because I had like a really fucking sick kill. So like basically what happened was that I was like running up the staircase, right? And then it was like
you said sick.
You know
kill.
Like the air base in PUBG? Like the yeah, military yes. base and like the fucking power line looking thing that you can walk up on?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was walking up that on the staircase, right? And this dude throws a nade at me, right? And I picked up a nade right before he launched me in the air with his grenade. So then I was in midair, right? And then I threw the nade at him and killed him with the nade as I hit the ground. So like, I threw the nade midair at him as I was falling to my death. And I killed Oof. Him.
Yeah, so. I remember like fucking... I remember the camera just following it. And when you and Henry showed me that in the call, I thought you guys were lying at first.
Yeah, because it's a really fucking insane it. Shot.
And I didn't like, but I didn't believe you got on a fucking PUBG Funny Moments channel.
Yeah, I know that was. It's like PUBG Funny or some shit.
Fortnite Funny.
it literally is like it's just like that stupid. Like the name is that stupid.
Oh, can we talk about the Fortnite Best Asses channel?
Oh my god!
Who fucking started that? Because that is clearly like ironic. There's
no, it's
no
not.
Way that's genuine.
No. It's no not ironic. Way. They're just using the fact that kids play Fortnite to get them to fucking watch the channels. It is a total money scheme. Like, it is a total fucking scheme.
Best Fortnite asses. Good grief.
Yeah. Like, it is a total fucking scheme. It's just videos of, like, the fucking Fortnite skin asses. Like, that's all it is.
Fortnite Zoe ass in slow motion. He uploads daily, dude. What the fuck?
He probably uploads every fucking
Fortnite
hour.
Fortnite Sunstrider ass has 27k views.
Yeah, that channel is growing really fucking fast because when I saw it like a week ago, each video had hundreds of views. Nowhere near the thousands. That
Fortnite
channel is growing
Zoe
fast.
Ash. God fucking damn it.
So. How?
Why? I gotta look. I'm looking at their social blade right now.
It's hot, dude. Fortnite ass is hot.
Brandon, shut up. They okay, so like they went from getting like 3 to 6 subs a day to like getting like 100, then 1,000, then another 1,000, then 2,000.
Yeah, they're growing at a rapid rate. I'm surprised YouTube isn't taking it down yet because it's blatantly sexual fucking.
Yeah,
branding.
This channel is gonna get taken down.
It's literally called Best Fortnite Asses. Like,
Fortnite
you can't get
best
more sexual
asses.
Than that.
Jesus Christ,
they don't hide it at all. This is for the meme, guys. Come on.
No, it's not for the meme. You know what they're gonna probably do?
Wait, they have the fucking Omega. They have the ass for the Omega skin.
Like, they're totally not gonna get fucking they're totally not gonna get monetized, right? So what they're probably gonna do is they're probably gonna end up getting the channel as large as they can, and then just fucking renaming it, and deleting all the content, and then just uploading Fortnite shit onto it. Because
see, here's why like, I think it's ironic. Because this one person commented, "God is dead," and Fortnite best ass is hard in that comment.
Yeah, but like, even if okay, the dude's probably doing it, he probably thinks it's fucking hilarious, right? That he's doing.
I mean, I think it's hilarious too because people keep subbing and watching.
Yeah, but like the thing is like he knows there's a market for this. That's why he's doing it.
So you think there's a genuine market? I mean, obviously there's a genuine
market
for all porn.
No. I guarantee you, fucking kids look this shit up and they watch it. I guarantee you.
This is going to be someone's first experience, and that's very sad.
This no, this has been someone's first experience.
Oh, my fucking God.
Not going to be. This has been someone's first experience.
I can't. Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's probably going to be like the fucking Overwatch thing with Pornhub. Did you guys heard about that, right? Where it's like Overwatch is at its peak, and then like the fucking search results for Overwatch and Pornhub were fucking a lot. Like, it's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wasn't,
that's probably
like,
what it's
going to
be.
Wasn't Blizzard like censoring a bunch of Overwatch porn at one point?
They were. Yeah. They just gave up, though, because like people are making this shit too fast.
They're making it too fast to ban.
They would knock down a video and five would come up in its place.
Yeah, like they could not fucking win.
Never do that on the internet. Say, I don't want this, and then you're going to get it tenfold.
Yeah,
especially if it's porn.
Yeah, if like just saying like stop is like, oh, he wants me to make more. Like, no means yes.
Even if you
Google
Minecraft on Pornhub, you will get way too many results.
Dude, if you look that up on YouTube, you get too many fucking results for that shit.
Y'all remember that people, fucking like House of Music video that was on YouTube a while ago?
The people watching definitely know what kind of shit we're talking about with the Minecraft stuff. Like, there's no way they don't know about it. Like, it's so fucking natural.
I hope they know. I mean, it's a rite of passage, really, I think, on the internet.
They have
There are some real eclectic characters. Can I talk about Jason Blaha, please? Because he's
really interesting.
So, he claims, one, to be an ex-mercenary, like, super operative for the U.S. government.
Okay.
He has never served in the military.
Okay, that's nice.
So, that's a great start, right? He was like a manual laborer, so he just moved boxes around at like an Air Force base or something. But he's like this fitness guy who's like out of shape, but tries to tell people like, oh, this is the way to work out. You got to work out this way. And like he has no fans now. Everybody hates him. He hit his subscriber count. But like at one time he kept like sending his audience to go attack another fitness YouTuber. He's like, this guy, I don't like him. Go fucking insult him. And people just kept leaving him. And he's like, oh shit, I have nothing to do. They started getting, like, fatter. And so he would use excuses for, he's like, oh, so I just haven't been lifting weights anymore. And it would just be long videos about him, like, just playing with, like, bullets. Just, like, his bullets. And this guy is, like, he's so fucking crazy. Like, just his attitude. I mean, me even talking about him on the podcast, he could turn around and go, this FPS Diesel guy, I don't like him, but I don't really care.
I mean, like, his channel's kind of like, he's not going to be able to do anything, so I mean, like, I just looked him up.
He won't be able
Blaha
to do anything.
Fitness, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so like,
I think that's fine. His current channel. He's moved around a lot. But people found out that he was a conspiracy theorist, because he used to hang out.
His video just fucking autoplayed. He sounds like a fucking conspiracy theorist.
He used to hang out on David Icke's forums. Like, David Icke is?
I know David Icke is.
Yeah, he's the reptilian lizard guy. He's the first one who started that.
Flex like David Icke.
Wait,
flex like David.
He got fucking banned from David Icke's forum for saying that the mods were starting a conspiracy. And so he wanted to overthrow the mods and start a coup on David Icke's forum.
So
that's
literally
how conspiracy theorist he is.
Wow. Wow.
Jesus Christ. Jason Blaha reaches 100,000 subs. Let me put on my +5 hat of weaponsmithing.
Now I'm going to listen to Flex Like David Icke while we record this.
I think we should all put it on just in tribute.
Flex Like
David. Is Pink Season even still on Spotify?
Which one?
Pink Season.
I think the only one that got removed is White is Right.
Jesus Christ. I remember all of it was off of iTunes for like a little bit.
Because
it's back now, but.
Yeah, White is Right got removed from like everything, I think.
I'm not really surprised.
YouTube as a single thing anymore.
I'm pretty sure it's still on YouTube.
No, I think it's on YouTube in the whole album, but like, no, it says re-upload on these videos.
Damn.
So like, the video got nuked. It's just because it's like a sensitive topic, honestly. Because like it's not. I'm trying to think how to word this. It's no more bad than the other ones.
But it's not like worse the most than the sensitive ones. Topic out of
yeah.
those.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, which is just kind of like
ironic
sex
because,
jokes.
Like, which is ironic because there's fucking Nickelodeon girls. On this
the others are really just like crude sex jokes and whatnot. Like,
yeah,
like hot nickel ball and a pussy. Like, fucking that versus White is Right. I think like there's a pretty stark contrast in my opinion. Wait,
yeah,
wasn't there 35 tracks?
Satire.
Wasn't there 35 tracks on like the album?
I don't know. I mean, like you also like there's like what is it? I don't have it in my playlist because I don't like it. It's like Dora the Explorer or something.
Yeah, I'm not big on that one either.
Yeah, that one's like just as bad as fucking White is Right, honestly. If not worse.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, Dora the Explorer is on here.
I think two songs got removed off Spotify because if I recall correctly, there was 35 tracks in Pink Season. There's only 33 listed on Spotify.
Oh, wait, there's 35? No, there was 36. White is Right's gone off of Google Music, so.
I have it, like, in my actual, like, music in my fucking phone. Let me check if I can find it.
You have, wait, which one do you have on your phone?
Before I had Spotify, I bought Pink Season.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
So, yeah, there's 35 tracks, at least in, like, the original iTunes release, because I got it, like, first day. I gotta run the numbers. Okay, Hot Nickel Ball's there. Are You Serious is there. I Have a Gun is there. Nickelodeon Girls. Shut the fuck up. Oh yeah, White is Right's gone. Gays for Donald. I Do It for My Hood. Please stop calling me gay. She's so nice. Please stop touching my willy.
I love
the Japanese one.
And we wonder why we get demonetized. Like
Dumplings, Mean Machine, Hand of My Gat, Dick Wet One, Flex Like David Icke. Oh, Flex Like wait, no. High School Blank 193, Rice Balls, Dora the Explorer is still there for some reason. SMD, Dog Festival Directions is the other one that got taken off.
Wait, Dog Festival got taken off?
It's off of Spotify.
But that one's funny. Like, that one's obviously
that
satire.
One's funny, but it might be... I don't know, like, if it was because it was sensitive, or it might be because the actual Dog Festival got shut down. Like, I'm pretty sure that, like, got clamped down on by Chinese authorities.
It did.
Yeah, so...
Wait, so...
That
wait,
could be
wait, wait. So eating dog has been illegal for, like, a long time in China, correct?
I'm pretty sure it's been taboo for a while. Like, very okay. taboo. So I think they're just now cracking down on it because there was, like, apparently animal abuse going on in the festival.
Yeah.
well, before the eating part, I guess. I don't know.
Did you not, like... Dude, that festival
the eating
was
part isn't
awful.
The abuse.
No, like, they boil dogs alive.
Oh, my like, God. I didn't read into it because I didn't want to hear about it.
No,
but
it's fucking awful.
That's awful.
Like,
that's
like,
fucking
they
awful.
Like, it's fucking awful. Like, okay... That's don't quote terrible. Me on the boiling dogs alive thing, but that's what it fucking looked like if you look at any picture or anything like that. Like, I'm pretty sure they boiled dogs alive. It would not surprise
I think that
me.
Would cause a lot of issues with trying to boil the dog. I don't think it'd want to sit in there, so... I can't None. Imagine that that's real. Then again, I've been wrong before. They boil people alive in, like, weird jungle tribes.
How did we get here again? Ghosts?
We talked about ghosts at the very beginning of the podcast, and now we're here. Yeah, they roasted dogs alive in the dog festival. I don't know about boiling. All right,
well, that's
alive.
Fucking awful.
Yeah, it is fucking
I think
awful.
I don't think I have the will to continue anymore this podcast.
Well, I mean, that's very convenient because, you know, we're at an hour mark.
I know.
It's almost like we're at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, very convenient timing to lose will.
we've been having a real issue of ending on tragedies, though, and having to diverge the conversation, not talk about
okay,
something
so what
so
are we going to diverge
terrible.
To? We're going
to
diverge to...
I don't know.
To,
we fucking used up the entire topic list today.
I mean, we didn't have... No, we didn't talk about the James Gunn thing.
Oh, I had a
That's
mouse in my house the other night.
I saw your tweet, and I'm just like, Diesel, just fucking pick it up and throw it outside.
I couldn't
you
pick it up.
What in your
I didn't want to get bit and then get rabies.
Well, okay.
There's a mouse in my wait, house.
You should have gotten a dog to kill it.
I don't have a dog, now do I?
Well, I mean, you should have gotten your neighbor's dog.
Okay, I don't know any of my neighbors.
Okay, then go ask him to borrow the dog.
What do you think I am? To be honest, I brought my brother down and he was like, just shoot it with the BB gun. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I mean, if you didn't want it there that bad, you should have shot it with a BB gun.
I thought about it, but then it's like, if you miss, you hit the... Like, he was sitting on my toilet, and, like, I didn't want to miss and
Why
shoot the porcelain.
Why was there a rat on your toilet?
It wasn't a rat, it was a field mouse, asshole.
Okay, same thing. Why was there a rat in your toilet?
Because he just fucking... Okay, so, I live in a basement.
How did he get on the toilet?
Okay, I opened my door earlier in the day, and he just fucking walked in. And he turned a right into my bathroom. And he just, you know, was in my bathroom. And I went in there and I was like chasing after him. And he was sitting on my toilet. And then at one point he jumped in the toilet bowl, right in the water, and he jumped back out again.
How does he climb?
I don't know. It was very strange. I mean, we did think about shooting it, but like we decided not to and just waited out through the night and see if he like ended up in the trap we set, and he didn't. So there's a mouse in my house still. I don't know where he is. But he's not down here because I haven't seen any mouse droppings or any of that shit. So
you should have shot it.
I honestly, that is like redneck. That's redneck as fuck.
If I
shot it.
It's totally redneck.
I live in a redneck area. Like, I'm redneck as fuck, but like, no. I'm not going to shoot it. Because if I miss and I shatter my toilet, I'm fucked.
I mean, if you miss, I mean, even if you hit it, you have to clean up.
Let's be honest. I would
clean
miss.
Up. You have to clean up mice guts if you fucking hit it.
I don't think he's going to explode if I hit him with a BB.
You still have to clean up mice guts.
No, if I hit him, bleed. It's just going to go in him and there's going to be a little blood, but that's it.
Okay.
How bad could it be?
I mean, we're talking about shooting a mouse on fucking podcast.
This isn't any better than the dog thing now, is
it? Just no, fucking it, end it. No, we're just going to keep getting worse. We're just going to keep getting
worse. We're going to get a BB gun out and shoot this podcast.
You know who you should have called to get rid of it? Joey's World Tour. He would have fucking ate that shit alive.
Diesel, the outro is yours. Take it. Please end this.
Okay, all right. So if you... I can't end this. My voice hurts. Somebody else...
Well, you're... No, you've been talking the entire cast.
End the fucking podcast.
Well, this isn't... It appears we're at an impasse, boys.
Just end it. You've been talking the entire episode. What do you mean you can't?
My nose is running. I'd like.
Oh my god!
Like
I know
everybody.
End the podcast.
Okay, guys. So if you enjoyed this episode of Loud Mouse, make sure to subscribe and follow us on wherever you're listening to us. Follow us on Loud Mouse at loudmouse_ on Twitter, and we've been the Loud Mouse. And get the fuck out of here.